Also, a continued greeting this afternoon in our Savior's name. It's a little different to have a concluding message on a Sunday afternoon, but that's okay. I hope you can stay awake. But I trust the Lord has something again. Sure, He does. I think we'll start with our theme song. I don't get tired of that song. I don't know about you, but that song means a lot to me. So I'd like to have someone lead that song. This afternoon, I'd like to conclude with a message on Jesus is coming again. This profound truth has not yet happened, but it will happen. Jesus is coming again. There's numerous times we're reminded of the brevity of life and how short life is. Time and time again, we go to viewings and funerals, and it's reality to consider the frailty of man. And we're all headed to that point in life, unless we're alive when Jesus comes. And it's very possible that some of us will be alive when He comes. This statement is spoken of and has been spoken of in every generation that Jesus is coming again. We even have that in the scripture where His followers believed in that. And they didn't, some of them thought that He would come in their generation. And here we are, almost 2,000 years after Jesus was here in the earth, and He didn't come yet. When Jesus came to this earth the first time, there were many prophecies given about His coming in the Old Testament. And there were a few that believed that Jesus is going to come, just like the Old Testament described how He's going to come. But when He did come, many people missed it. There were only a few that really understood, and they were able to put things together. It made sense to him that Jesus came. This is the Messiah that has come, and He's the one that the Old Testament was speaking about. But why did they miss Him? Why did they miss Him? His second coming is a subject that many, many people are talking about. But there are a few, there are many that are scoffing at the idea about Jesus coming again. They just think things are continuing as they were for such a long time. Where is the promise of His coming? He's not. There's nothing like it. For you and I this afternoon, we believe that it is going to happen. Jesus will come again. Time has been placed into three great divisions. It's the past, it's the present, and the future. Sometimes we also identify that as eternity. There was time that was taken out of eternity. It's eternity past and it's eternity future. The past is gone. The present is our time of opportunity. And then there's the unknown future ahead of us. God instructs us in His holy word how to live in the present. and what it takes to be rewarded or to be prepared for the future. Heaven is a prepared place. It's a prepared place for a prepared people. We would like to consider seven questions as it relates to Jesus coming again. And the first one, how do we know that Jesus is coming again? Well, when Jesus was here the first time, he promised he will. What did he say? There in John 14, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. We need no clearer scripture than that. But yet we have it woven throughout the New Testament of many who believe that this will happen, of Jesus coming again. We have in Acts chapter 1. Now I should just turn to that. You can as well if you care to. Where Jesus, when he ascended to heaven, and it's a very familiar account, how he gave some instructions there when they were come together. And he was asked, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus said, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Just imagine that scene when those followers and those few that were there, when Jesus said these words, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, Jesus lifted up. Just look. See Jesus go right up into the heavens. He disappeared behind the clouds. And he's been gone ever since. I don't know where heaven is. Sometimes it's mind-boggling to think, when you know of all the universe and the planets that are out there, and you talk about light years away, distance, and the sun, the distance that the sun is from the earth, and how that this rotation, where's heaven? Where's heaven? Somewhere in the skies. Jesus is with God the Father. He's at his right hand. He's interceding for us. Jesus is alive. And Jesus is concerned about each one of us here this afternoon. How do we know Jesus is coming again? His word tells us so. We have evidence of that. We have the signs of his coming. In Job 19, verse 25, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand in the latter day upon the earth. And in 1 John 3, verse 2, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, there it is again, he's going to appear. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We have the promise of his coming, and it's confirmed time and time again that we know and we believe Jesus is coming again. The second question, what are the signs of Jesus coming? Well, we are well aware of the fact of many scriptures that talk about the last days. When there's going to be deceivers, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, earthquakes. Well, you might say those things happen all in the throughout history, and many of these things have happened, but they also have happened in diverse places, in strange places, different places. And there's false prophets out there. Many are deceived. The love of many waxing cold. Those false prophets showing great signs and wonders. There's many departing from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. There's many consciences being seared. The list could go on and on. Men, lovers of themselves, proud, covetous, boasters, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers. We have many signs of his coming. And so we should be alerted to that, because it will be reality one of these times. Many people are absorbed in the things of this world, and they're able to drown attention, their minds, to the point where they like loud music and they like things that don't allow them to think, because they're just taken up with and absorbed in the way of the world, the evil that's in it. Remember the other evening we talked about a time and how the Lord is able to speak through a still small voice. People don't like quietness. They don't like a time when they're alone and they have time to think. But sometimes all of a sudden something happens and they're forced to think. God allows those times to happen in the lives of many people. In John 24:14, this is the gospel of the kingdom. Shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. The end is on its way. Believe me, it's not far. The signs are all around us that Jesus is coming. Number three, what should we be doing in the light of Jesus' return? What should we be occupied with? The Bible tells us that we don't know the day or the hour. We don't have any idea when God is going to tell his son to go. And even the scripture indicates that Jesus don't really know. Sometimes it's hard for me to really understand that. So if he does or if he doesn't, but it doesn't matter. But when God decides, and his long suffering has come to an end, and his mercy went as far as what he is willing, it'll be over, and Jesus will come. The day of the hour knoweth no man. It tells us, know not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. That's what we read in Mark 13, verse 32. And in verse 33, take ye heed, watch and pray. What should we be doing? We should give heed to that. that ye know not when the time is. So that's one thing that we should be doing, or two things. Take ye heed, watch and pray. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. Think of that song. Time is gliding like the shuttle of the weaver, and the day is swiftly passing by. If tonight should be the coming of the bridegroom, can you help me? Are you ready for the midnight cry? Are you ready for that? The midnight cry? Oh, behold, the bridegroom cometh. We should be busy. We should be watching. We should be waiting. We should be praying. There should be a constant awareness of that reality, that someday it will happen. In 1 Peter 3, verse 11 and 12, seeing then that all these things should be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Someday, this earth is going to be destroyed. And here it tells us it's going to be destroyed with fire. In the center of this earth, there's very high temperatures. Find these big volcanoes that erupt, and the amount of destruction that happens in some of those volcanoes. And it almost seems like hell is enlarging her borders. Because of the many, the millions of people that will enter and will go there. Hell is a real place. I don't want to go there. And I know you don't want to go there. But it's reality. And that's our message as we think of Jesus coming again. There's two destinies. And you know, it's heaven or hell. Can we discern the times? You know, those weather patterns. Conflict of nations. There's a falling away. Live in constant expectation of his coming. And the other thing is, love his appearing. Treasure it. We're just anticipating that glorious experience when Jesus comes. Sometimes I think one of the most blessed places to be when Jesus comes is at a cemetery. Wouldn't it be nice to be at a big cemetery when that trumpet sounds and Jesus comes? What do you expect to see there? Graves opening up, people coming out. Dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Do nothing that you would not like to be doing. Say nothing that you would not like to be saying. Go no place where you would not like to be found when Jesus comes. That's a sobering reality. In everyday life, when it involves our actions and our words. Number four, how is Jesus coming? Well, we have that in this scripture in like manner. When heavenly messenger appeared and it was confirmed to them that he's coming in like manner. And we also touched on that. And we have that scripture that we read in Acts 1. The scripture that says, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven?" I think that was in the same scripture. I don't know how long they stood there, how long they gazed into heaven, but they were commanded. And they were directed what to do. He is coming in clouds with power and great glory. Just in like manner, we might think in a nice, beautiful, clear, sunny day, Jesus isn't coming today. Let's not fool ourselves with that. Because when he comes in a twinkling of an eye, and Jesus appears, he'll be there. He's coming. God can immediately put clouds there. And the other thing, we know that this earth is round, the circle of the earth. How will Jesus be seen by people in this wide circle of the earth? Well, we're serving a God that we know that's possible. And God will not need any of the technology that this world has to make this reality. He'll supersede that beyond imagination. That every eye shall see him. And all those that did evil, all those that, even those that mocked him when he was about to die on the cross, they will see him. Jesus is coming with saints and angels. Matthew 25, verse 31, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory." He's coming as a thief. "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, I have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief." The unprepared, when that day comes, are going to discover it's too late. But as a prepared people, it doesn't have to come to us as a thief, because we're ready. We're ready to go. Number 5. When is Jesus coming again? "No man knoweth the hour, an hour that ye think not." And that's very possible for us as well. That maybe we're not at the moment when Jesus is coming that we're going to be thinking about that. But as we observe the times that we're living in, and as things are moving toward a direction that we know that this is going to happen. And it just seems to me that somehow the children of God, and as that time gets closer, we're going to sense, and we sense it now, but we're going to sense it more and more. Lord, how long? How long is it going to be yet till this really happens? But we don't know when. God didn't tell us. Jesus didn't tell us. But we know that it's going to happen. The Bible tells us so. Number 6, what other events will follow when Jesus comes? And this is a sobering reality that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether they be good or bad. When this earth is going to be destroyed, and all the earth and also and the works that are therein shall be burned up, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, our life, our walk of life, we should be on guard even today. There'll be a final separation when that happens. It'll be between the saint and the sinner, between the godly and the ungodly, the righteous and the unrighteous. There'll be a great white throne judgment. We'll stand before God Almighty and we'll answer for our life. Time when the book of life will be opened up. Will your name be written there? We have those descriptions in the book of Revelation. Jesus will be the Lamb that will be worthy to open. And God knows all the names that are written there. Be the saints of all the ages. Is your name written there? The Lord is coming. And the last point that I have here is number 7. Where will you be in a million years from now? We know that song. Where will you be in a million years from now? It's just one life to live on earth, and it swiftly passes by. From the moment of our birth till the time has come to die, where will you be in a million years from now? The Lord is coming by and by. Will you be ready when he comes? He comes from his fair home on high. Will you be ready when he comes? To judgment calls at his command. Drawn hither by his mighty hand, before the throne we all shall stand. Be ready when he comes. And the Apostle Paul has written in 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 11, "Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable and in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints." And we have many songs that are written about Jesus and his coming. And as we look at some of the, even our own experiences in life that remind us that we're not here to stay. We're frail creatures of the dust. And we're to number our days. We're to apply our hearts to wisdom, to measure our days. Consider our end. What does the Lord want us to consider? Our end. He does. Christ the Lord cometh, perchance at the dawn, when earth awaketh to welcome the morn. Hath he not told us the hour draweth near, watching and ready his summons to hear? Jesus is coming, we know not how soon. It might be at morning or midnight or evening. For him I'm watching and waiting each day. This is our hope. And as I consider at the close of a week like we had, consider our own life and that we want to be prepared. And we want to have freedom, just as our theme song and our theme for the week on freedom. And that God is able to give us. If we're struggling with having freedom, God wants us to experience deliverance from anything that is holding us back, so that we can have freedom and we can have peace. And we're offering that today. That if there's something troubling going on in your life, and you know you might not be ready when Jesus comes. I recently heard of someone, an older man. I think he might be 80 already. He had some struggles in his life. He was a member of the church. He still had some struggles. And I'm not sure what all that was about. And I think he had a heart attack or a something anyhow that he ended up with. I think he had a hospital stay. But he got a hold of something where he realized that if Jesus would have come before, he would not have been ready. And he made right the things that needed to be made right. He made the preparations. He found true peace. And this was an older man. It takes little to keep us out of heaven. We need to have our heart right with God. We need to have our sins taken care of. So we're still offering. We have this opportunity yet today. If there is something on your heart that you want release from, now is your opportunity. Find peace. Be ready. Be ready for that event. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come to you. Thank you again for the truth of your word. And this solemn reality that Jesus is coming again. We thank you for the glorious hope for all those that have made that preparation and their sins are taken care of and they have peace. And dear Lord, if there's anyone here that is troubled or something is bothering them and they're not sure that they would reach out to you and they could find that need satisfied and find peace and be reconciled. Let's pray your direction and blessing upon each one in Jesus' name. Amen.